What is this place?
It's just a cabin. It doesn't mean they're psycho killers.
Guys, welcome to another episode of Katie Afraidy on the Fangoria Network. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach. Today, we have an awesome human here today. He's hilarious. He's wonderful. He's a comedian. He's done a bunch of podcasts. Apocalypse Soon and Funny for Nothing. It's Kevin Tinkin, like thinking.
That's right. That's absolutely right. You got an accent there for a second.
I don't know where it came from, but you're welcome.
Let me tell you about this guy right here. He's your guy.
It's the guy over here, you know.
I'm a little disappointed that I didn't get my satin pants.
You should have got your satin pants out.
I am a little pissed.
They're great. They have pockets.
Yeah, I know. They got. Do you have? Is there other pockets up top?
I think there's. I have four pockets.
You can go camping in those pants,
dude.
Those
I can put pants. So many things in these pants. I can carry so many objects.
It's great.
It's great.
I love a satin pant. I love a comfy pant. I'm a pant guy.
Yeah.
A lot of people are shirt people.
You're just pant people.
Those people are idiots.
Yeah.
I'm a pant guy.
You're a pant guy. Single pant.
Single pant. One pant. I used to have a shirt that said pants on it. And I wore it so much that it got holes in it. But that's a true story.
It sounds like true story. I wasn't gonna be like, is it a true story? You sure?
It's true.
But
it's
how you're like, no, 100% true. Mm-hmm, swear to God. Swear to God.
Dude, I feel like I'm doing Live Aid. Like,
yeah, it's kind of weird to be like, I don't know what to do with your, I don't know what to do with my hands. You know,
Who was that guy's, Queen? Eddie, what is his name? Who's his lead singer, Queen?
Freddie Mercury?
Yeah, Frank Mercury. Frank Merkers.
Freddie.
Yeah. I call him Frank.
You call him Frank? Do you know him?
We were tight.
You were tight?
Yeah. We used to hang out in bathrooms together.
Wow. Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah. I'm an old guy.
Wow. You know,
what are you going to do?
I love that. I love that journey for you. Almost as much as I love the journey that this movie went on.
Wow.
We're talking Tucker and Dale. Yes. Versus Evil.
Fantastic transition.
Thank you so much.
I love it.
I'm so good at transitions sometimes and other times.
Yeah.
They struggle.
No, you're doing great.
But Tucker and Dale versus Evil, what was it, 2011?
For me, it was last night.
It was last night. You said at 3 a.m.
At 3 a.m., yeah. I was editing one of the podcasts you were speaking
of. Yes, which one?
Apocalypse Soon.
Apocalypse Soon.
I have to
now.
Put in a bunch of effort into that podcast with editing because we do like interstitial sketches where Eddie does like guided meditations or we do like a sketch where you're at an Exxon Mobil meeting and there's pornography being played in the background. It's very absurd, silly sketches. But I was like ready. I was dying. I was ready to go to bed.
And then
I was like, fuck.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And then I watched the movie and it was a horny movie. It was very horny.
Yeah.
Like I didn't remember it being that horny.
Yeah.
Then I felt like a creep for suggesting it, completely honestly. Like, it's like, I was like, this movie's great. Then I watched it and it's just a bunch of like stereotypically hot college people.
Yeah.
You know, with the low rise jeans. Mm-hmm. Oh, there was a lot of waxing on the set.
I like
Dale
how you say
Tucker.
That you suggested this. I was the one who was like, what if we
that's true.
So it was actually me. So technically I'm the weirdo.
Yeah.
Also, I didn't think it was that bad.
No, it's not that bad.
I mean,
I'm ultra sensitive to that type of stuff because I never want to come off as a creep.
Okay, that's
especially
good.
When I'm dealing with a younger female.
Okay.
I've been married for 19 years.
Yeah.
And I will say a lot of things that would be acceptable with like a lisp, more acceptable than is like a straight man. Like if I tell you like, oh, you look lovely today, you'd be like, Jesus, this guy, what's this predator trying
get
to do?
Here. Yeah.
But if I say like, oh, you look lovely today, then you would be like, oh my gosh, thank you. You could accept it a little bit more. But so like when it comes to stuff like this, I was watching the movie, I'm like, God damn it. Like she's going to think I'm some fucking creep.
No.
But you know, it was a good movie. It's hilarious.
Yeah. It's wonderful. I think I watched it. Also, it's not 2011. It's 2010.
Okay.
This movie came out.
Okay.
Which, again, great year.
Great year.
Anytime I think 2010 or any year, I think it is 2010.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You always think it's 2010?
Yeah. So when someone's like, oh, this movie came out in 2008, I'm like, oh, so 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then
that's
I'm like,
good. Yeah. I wish I could stay in that life existence where I could live in 2010.
Yeah.
You know, I would be 14 years younger. Mm-hmm. You know, I would like, I like that.
Yeah.
I would like to be younger.
What year do you think it is? So like when you're like, oh, it's this year in your head.
When I think about the year that it is, I feel like it just hit 2000. I really do. Like I have to do a double take and be like, God, 24 fucking years.
Yeah.
It's wild to me because like everything is, I don't know. I graduated in 99.
Okay.
So it's like I'm
from high school or college. Uh-oh.
I'm knocking stuff over. Watch out, folks.
High school or college?
High school.
Okay.
High school. And then I graduated from college like 4.5 years later. Okay. Degree in psychology. Use it every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. Which is why you're a comedian.
That's, you know. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I want to get more angles.
I think you should. How much can you throw it over your shoulder?
I feel like. I also like gripping a mic stand. I feel like I'm desperately pleading with somebody.
Yeah.
Also, like, please.
Please, for the love of God. Yes. One of my my friends, whenever he's on stage, he'll hold the mic stand the mm-hmm. whole time.
Oh.
And I'm like, you're up the whole time, like weird. 10 minutes, whatever. I'm like, your mm-hmm. arm strength is impressive because that's heavy.
Very heavy.
I mean, just to like move it is like, you know, like
it's a lot.
It's a lot.
I want to get one of those neck stands that, have you seen those? They used to use them in like the 70s.
Neck stands?
Yeah, it was for speaking events. They would have a full size microphone and it would be like, you ever see a microphone holder? Or not a microphone, what am I saying? A harmonica holder.
Yes, okay, yeah.
It's basically that, but for a microphone.
Okay.
And it just kind of rests here and comes up. But it's a full-size microphone with the wire.
Wait, that's kind of amazing.
Yeah, it's so...
Hands-free, but also it's like excessive.
Yeah. I want to bring that to a show and just start using that because I think that'd be hilarious.
You start... showing up to like open mics with that. And and then you're known as the comic who has this. And
I'm hands-free. I do a lot of this. I gotta
be moving. Yeah. I gotta be.
Can't articulate, you know? Yeah. Speaking of articulation, what about that part when you get his fingers cut off?
Speaking of segues, Tucker and Dale,
mm-hmm.
fingers cut off. Yeah. Ouchie. Oh my God.
Do you think they got down? Tucker and or Dale and wait, who was the other girl? The low rise.
Allison.
Yeah. Yes. I call her Low Rise.
Low Rise. Yeah.
LR for short. she. I hope they got together. You know, in the end, like I feel like they're still going. Like I
you mean, yeah. If there was a second movie, Allison and
yeah, or just in life, like Dale in the life that I see beyond, you know, Dale and Tucker, you know, make a baby or something, you know, and then she's there and they're happy. Because a big, fat country guy with a beard dating an attractive woman is always a big win for me. Like, I'm always like, oh, that's hell yeah. Like,
good for you.
Good for this guy.
Good for you. Yeah.
People so rarely can see past, you know, the physical appearance.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to big, fat, bearded men. And, you know, so it was nice to see a win. So in the horror of the movie, I was finding joy.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
You're welcome.
I mean, I didn't say.
No, I got it though. It was the undertone of gratefulness.
I'm so grateful, honestly. Mm-hmm. It's also like in general with this horror movie, there's not many, what do they call it? Speech impediments coming out.
It's
back
good.
Country horror. There's not that anymore. It was very prominent and like it stopped in like around the 2010s.
Well, it was very like the movie when I was watching the movie, I was like, oh shit, I forgot. Like I not to you know mention the low rise jeans, but they're rent free in my mind.
Say it.
What the
12 more times?
Low rise jeans.
Low rise jeans got to come.
All right, I'll keep it coming. They were very low.
They were
around her knees. That was like. Like these are really low rise jeans.
Jesus.
These are basically just boots.
They're just socks. Like what do you I think my mom would refer to that as a no, because that's a mini skirt. But there was a girl in my middle school who they were like, is she wearing a headband?
Yes. Yeah.
And you're
yeah.
like, no, that's a skirt, but it's I get
it's
what you're saying.
Belt.
It's a wide belt. It's a headband. It's a hair tie.
But those were the days, you know, back in the 90s, the early 2000s, the LRJs.
LRJs, as I like to call them, low rise jeans. I
kept watching it and reminiscing because it does look like in the movie at a couple of points that you're being thrust into watching an actual horror movie.
Yeah.
Like with the stereotypes of like the college kids being mm-hmm. idiots and like being hot and, you know, going skinny dipping or all that shit. And then I'm like, oh, no, this is actually the movie. But they're definitely doing an homage to kind of making fun of that.
Oh, 100%. They're, you know, and they have little tidbits to like other horror movies in there as well. Like when Tucker, right? It's Tucker, the, Tucker. It's always, I always get them mixed up.
Yeah,
it's
me
Tucker.
Too, me too.
Tucker, he is chainsawing a log and then there's a beehive in it.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, he goes full Texas Chainsaw and starts flailing around and just running into the woods like crazy.
It's great.
And that's when people slowly start dying. It's so, again, this is all, it's frustrating, this movie, because it's just, if they all would just stop for a second and just think and be logical.
Wow.
Communication.
Yeah.
And they didn't have that, and it led to problems.
It's kind of like, you know, where we're at today. You know, social, politically, sociopolitically, even where you just got to stop. You know, you got to stop and listen.
Hey, everybody, we're just gonna all take it. We're gonna take a 10-minute nap. Mm-hmm. We're gonna have a snack, and then we're gonna sit in a circle. Mm-hmm. And everyone's gonna, you know, everyone gets 5 minutes to speak. Mm-hmm. We're gonna pass the ball around. We're all gonna listen. Put listening ears on.
Be nice. Mm-hmm. By the way, I saw a billboard on the way over here, and I thought I'd share this message because I had no idea that this was even something, but the billboard said, don't be racist. And I was like, holy shit, really?
That's a good one,
And it's crazy because I've been racist my whole life. And you're like, I saw the billboard, like, this and now I'm like,
thank you so much for telling
me. Yeah, I have friends that don't look like me. It's crazy.
You're like, what? What's going on? Yeah.
It's nice.
It is nice.
I try to share these little moments that I find in the car, you know, from billboards. Billboards give a lot of great advice. And
they do. They do. Like, you know, go get tested for, you know, HIV or whatever. Yeah,
it could happen to you.
It could happen to anybody. So I'm also going to connect to the movie because I'm from Wisconsin.
Okay.
So not really the back country, but I have, you know, my aunts live on farms and stuff.
You got
stuff,
some country
so.
In there.
Yeah. But now when I go back, they go, what's up, Hollywood? And I'm like, I don't like that. I don't know if I like that.
Yeah.
It's weird.
My family's from Lindsay, which is like central California. They're orange orchards and olive orchards and did a lot of that type of work. So there's a lot of people with southern accents from central California in my family.
Okay.
So it's a weird thing. But like, you know, Pop, we gonna help. Like, it's like I'll go with my cousins full on. Like, Pops, we gonna get the corn ready for. And I'm like, where are you from? Like, I never left town. I'm right here from California.
It's like, I don't think you are. Where are you from? The South? Are you sure about that?
It's weird though. The country sneaks in. It really does. A lot like, you know, the humor in this movie sneaks in.
Segue. But also the southern accents are so like prominent, especially for Tucker and Dale. I was watching the bloopers, and a lot of times they would say a line and they'd be like, I didn't have an accent on that, I need to do it again.
Oh really?
Because they would keep slipping in and out of it. It's so good. It's just funny, and it's good. And
I do the opposite. I do a lot of voiceover for commercials and corporate training events, and like if you go to a pool at a hotel and you hear a voiceover of somebody saying not to run around the pool, that's me.
Oh my God.
In a lot of cases, yeah. So I do a lot of voiceover, but when I do that, I'll get an accent a little bit, and they'll have to go, hey, there's a little bit of an accent there. I'm like, I don't know where it's from, but it's here.
It's here.
Hey, y'all, don't be running around the pool, please. Okay.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank
y'all so much. Have a blessed day.
This is not the take you want to send in, is it?
Have a blessed day. They're like, no, it is. It is. I also want to go back to like the opening scene.
Please.
With the, because it's just when they're in the car and you're introducing all of these awful college kids.
Yes.
And they're like, you're either an Omega Beta or you're a freak. And then the slow, you know, Tucker and Dale truck pulling up. And then Dale's just like looking out the window. Just like terrifying. And you're like, oh, God.
He's a freak.
What's going to happen? Mm-hmm. And then it switches the POV from Tucker and Dale, and you realize that, oh,
yeah,
this is, they're just some nice guys who want their vacation home.
They're just regular folks.
They just want a vacation home. They just bought it from, you know, the Evil Dead.
Yeah.
And it's, they might, you know, get murdered in there.
Is there an Evil Dead reference in there? It should be. It
there
could
should
be.
Have been, but I don't, I mean, not really.
Because that was the first movie that I said. I want to watch this one because it's so weird. And like, it is still a little scary, but it's
it's the best.
But yeah, it definitely had Evil Dead vibes in the cabin. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah, you learn to love them. You're rooting for them. You know, you're rooting for these boys.
Yeah, they just want their vacation home. They just want to go fishing, drink some PBRs.
Yes.
Which, also fun fact I learned, they only had enough money to show the PBR logo 12 times.
Really?
So if you look, sometimes it just says beer.
That's good.
Yeah, I noticed that and I was like, why does it just say beer? But sometimes it's PBR. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I like a nondescript beer.
Yeah. Just
like, yeah, no labels.
Alcohol.
Yeah, it just says beer.
Beer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In like, quotes.
Beer that's come from a cartoon somewhere, you know? I think it's always good. I do love this movie to me a lot. I liked it because it was a movie about friendship, you know, and, you know, just, you know, boys, you know, the camaraderie between two gross dudes, which I relate to on a lot of levels where I'm like, oh, I love this. Like, you know,
this is great.
Yeah. It's good. When I watched it, though, I was like, oh, there really isn't that much scary stuff. It's just a lot of gore.
It's a lot of gore. Yeah. It's not. Like, it's definitely more on the comedy side and then, like, with a side of horror.
Yeah.
But, you know, the parts that do, you know, exhibit that horror are, like, they're gnarly.
Oh, yeah.
Like, these kids, I mean, first, Tucker is like, oh, I know what we're dealing with. It's a suicide pact because these kids just start dying left and right.
Jumping in the wood chipper.
The wood chipper.
Amazing.
Fargo. Mm-hmm. Anytime I see wood chipper, I'm like, Fargo.
Yeah,
love it.
Great movie.
Tucker, the kids are, the college kids think that Dale and Tucker took their friend Allison, AKA Low Rise Jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to save her, but Allison's just chilling, playing a knockoff version of Trivial Pursuit because, again, they couldn't get the name.
It's so ridiculous. You'd think that those companies would be stoked to have their product in a movie and would actually pay to have it in the movie.
I mean, we don't have money. They want to be paid. So my question to you is, if you had to play a board game with someone who you think is potentially or thinks that they're kidnapped, what board game are you playing?
Wait, I kidnapped him?
You
or I'm the kidnapper.
You're the kidnapper.
Let's see here. What board game would I want to play? Maybe like Settlers of Catan.
Okay.
That'd be fun.
Okay.
You know, you got a lot of time.
Yeah.
You know, plus you learn where this person lies on negotiation.
Okay.
You know,
oh, so that's
you
good, go, actually.
Hey, give me a couple of your wheat and I'll give you some this and
okay.
You go, no, I won't do it. And you're like, oh, I don't have a lot of wiggle room with this guy.
You know, but
you throw out some crazy offers. They accept. You're like, I might be getting free.
Yeah.
You know, you never know. I love that game also. You can kind of play it with anybody.
Yeah. I've actually never played.
I think it would be a good game to play, like, you know, who would you have dinner with, living or dead? Like,
okay.
Who would you play Settlers of Catan with, living or dead? I think it'd be good. It's another one of those situations where I think if people could sit down and just enjoy a game, it'd solve a lot of problems.
So what you're saying is if the college kids and Tucker and Dale all just sat around a table, had some tea, some Earl Grey tea, not chamomile. Because chamomile, Chad and chamomile, they don't go together.
Yeah, what is it? It does something to his...
He's allergic.
He's allergic to chamomile.
And he'll go into anaphylactic shock.
I'll tell you what, that's not alpha. That's not very alpha.
Chad.
Yeah.
It's not very omega beta of you.
Yeah.
Chad.
Oh, that's right. Because they're in a sorority, I guess. Or a fraternity.
Fraternity, yeah.
I didn't do any of that stuff.
Right? I did a sorority for a hot second.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What was the sorority?
Alpha Chi Omega.
I don't know. So was that what it was, like a stereotypical sorority?
Other schools, yes. I was only in it for a semester, but my school, Alpha Chi, was like the weird kids.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, I fit right in.
What school was it?
It was for one semester I went to Bradley University, okay. which is in Peoria, Illinois.
Okay, very so cool. South. And you just did the one semester. You said I can't do this.
I dropped out in general. Okay, okay. Yeah, and then took a break and then transferred and went into Columbia College Chicago.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, very cool. You get to travel a little bit. That's awesome.
I mean, just going up more to Chicago.
Yeah, a little bit. But, you know.
I feel like to the big city, you know, of Chicago.
I moved 3 hours south from the city I was born in to here. And it's like, I feel like it was a huge, I'm like, wow. Like, I really did it.
Look, I did. I made it.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad, I made it.
Yeah. We had bought a house, and the house was literally like 3.5 blocks from the house that I grew up in.
Oh, wow.
And I just, at one point, I just remember, like, I can't be born and die within like a mile of itself. So I was like, that was one of my big motivations. Like, gotta get out of here. Like, this is.
Dad, we gotta do anything else but be here. Yeah.
Yeah. And I packed up the kids and the old lady. I'm taking my shirt off. I'm not trying to be seductive.
But low rise jeans. Uh oh.
I know. I it's always a problem for me. You know, I'm just doing things I think are normal, and then women are swooning around me.
Uh oh.
Yeah. So I apologize.
Don't tell the wife. Uh oh.
No, she knows.
She knows. She's aware. She's a problem. It's a problem.
She's aware. She didn't care. She says whatever.
He's at it again.
Yeah, he's not gonna do anything.
Oh goodness gracious. So did your family have a cabin at all?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. My great grandfather.
Okay.
Built the first cabin
ever.
Ever. Yes. Wow. I know, it's crazy. And to think that no cabins had been built before, you know, just a few generations above
that's
me.
Crazy.
No, it's wild. No, it was, it's in a place called Camp Nelson.
Okay.
And you can look it up. It's on Tinkin Avenue. Wow. Because it was the very first cabin that was built in the area. My grandfather had to haul logs up this single lane dirt road with a donkey and sleep in caves and all kinds of shit.
God.
Yeah. So it was like this, I mean, it was a nothing cabin in the beginning, but we've added on to it. There's generations have gone. So it's awesome. It's a great place for like family gatherings and stuff. No murders, though.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yep.
You say no murders yet.
Yet. But I have been very scared at that cabin.
Okay.
Before, because there have been bears that come through. You know, the cabin, like when they're not there, like I'll get pictures from my dad. They'll be like, look what happened this weekend. And a bear has just come through the cabin and like thrown shit around.
Like inside the cabin?
Yeah.
So it's like the Goldilocks and the three bears.
A little bit.
But it's real.
It's real.
He just wants to see if the porridge is just right.
Yeah. And nothing is just right for this guy ever.
That's so sad.
He literally, it's wild because he'll raid the fridge and not eat much, but throw everything everywhere. And he threw, like, what did he throw? He threw something out a window because, like, there was stuff from the fridge that was in, like, the yard, the backyard. And then there was a hole in the window, like, where it was thrown through.
It's kind of impressive.
Yeah.
It
was very odd. My dad and my stepmom were just, like, freaking out, you know, about it. And, of course, I would be, too. But, it was it's pretty wild. Bears are up there. But no murders. No murders up there.
That's
never
good.
Been... A guy did kill himself up there, though.
Okay.
So that's something.
hey, that's something.
It's something.
That's something, but
I see in your eyes.
At the cabin, though.
Yes.
At the cabin he did it?
Yes, he did.
Okay, that's not... Okay.
So there's... It's kind of wild. So the cabin was in our family for like 40-something years or something like that. And then my uncle, it was my uncle's... bought it from my grandpa and he sold it to this family who had it for like 4 years, and they had a kid that went up, you know, life wasn't going his way and didn't have any place to live, so ended up living up at the cabin and killed himself up there.
Damn.
And so it's great.
Great. Speaking of suicide pacts,
yes,
which is a great segue back to the kid, you especially the one kid who Tucker and Dale Dale was digging a hole with Allison.
Yes.
Why was he digging a hole?
It was a shitter hole.
Was it a shitter hole?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was. I remember that part specifically. Okay. Because yeah, he was. Yeah, I've dug a lot of shitter holes.
Okay, so, but that was a pretty big shitter hole. That was like a body size shitter hole. Is that?
Well, you know, okay, he's a big guy.
Okay, fair enough. You know, but this guy comes at him with also the college kids. There's so many of them.
Yeah.
There's so many of mm-hmm. them. Just to be killed off.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you only know Chad and Allison.
Yeah.
Everyone else is, like, frat guy number four.
Just random.
It's just random.
Yeah, yeah.
But
random Abercrombie
frat guy
model.
Number three, you know, comes in hot with a spear.
Yeah.
A sharpened stick. Would you call that a shank? No, it's a shank too small.
No, I like spear. A javelin, even.
Javelin, yeah. Yeah. And he, you know, goes after Dale. But Dale accidentally, yeah, he, you know, falls,
yeah.
And then he like falls on
and
the spear,
slowly falling,
yeah,
on
and
him.
The blood's getting on Dale, and poor then Allison's of course knocked out again because you know you can't have a female actress mm-hmm. too long in a movie, so you just need to keep knocking her out real quick.
I imagine like in the like script writing or whatever, they're like, so she doesn't see this again. So wouldn't she see this? Because later, she doesn't know in the movie until later what's going on.
Yeah.
So wouldn't she see this? And they'll be like, maybe she's passed out again.
What if she gets hit with another shovel?
They're like, oh, that's great.
They're perfect. Like, oh, genius.
Great job, Jake.
Get in here.
It's written by a guy named Jake.
Get in here.
He's a script supervisor.
It's great. He might be.
Look at you. You got your notes.
Oh, yeah. I got notes.
Everything.
I got notes.
That's awesome.
Another central question that Dale... So initially when Allison, you know, wakes up in this cabin, she's like, oh, my God, I'm going to get murdered by these people. Oh, my God. Dale comes in mm-hmm. and he's got pancakes ready to go.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's like, and he's like, oh, you don't like pancakes?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I'll go make something else. So you're kidnapped and someone brings you breakfast. What are you looking for?
A lifetime mate. You know, at that point,
wow.
You know, if somebody's bringing me breakfast, I don't care the conditions, you know, how we got there. That's in the past. You know, you're bringing me breakfast. Like that's
passion.
They're getting wifed up regardless of gender. I'm doing it.
You're like, this is, you care enough
yeah.
to make me breakfast. That's, I'm going to say you should raise the bar
yeah.
just a little bit
you
though.
Think so
I think you should
I don't know no
because if they come in with like watery eggs I'm gonna be like gross now if they come in with French toast
yeah,
with
yeah.
like some you know powdered sugar mm. on there
is that your favorite breakfast
I'm not a breakfast person in the morning
okay
like
okay.
I like it at night
too Ooh, much too much I in like
the morning.
That
too much in the morning
yeah yeah I have it's not necessarily my favorite but it's my best go-to breakfast yeah. that always wins and that is just taking a piece of bread biting a hole in the middle putting a shit ton of butter on the pan
mm-hmm.
toasting the bottom side and flipping it over cracking egg in there cheese pepper garlic salt
okay.
and then you got the runny egg a little bit and then you dip it in it's the best that's my favorite easy breakfast
okay
but yeah usually I or a stack of lumberjack pancakes Yeah, anything with lumberjack in it in the breakfast description, I'm usually excited about.
Lumberjack, get mm-hmm. jacked up.
Yeah, I'm like, look, I'm going to get so buff after I go to Denny's today.
You guys aren't even going to notice me. You're going to freaking.
But I do love that moment in the movie when he does that because.
It's so sincere.
It's very sincere, yeah. And then she's like, oh, he's a nice guy. And then her pants somehow get lower. It's wild.
You couldn't get over the pants.
No. Well, even at this point in the movie, her pants are literally wide open. Zipper and button undone.
Oh, they are. You're
flat
right.
Flat down. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're right. I think I did notice that. That was yeah. weird.
Maybe I am a creep.
Me might be. That's okay.
Oh,
hey,
shit.
At least you're realizing it now. This is a safe space.
Yeah.
You know, you can do a 12-step program.
Yes.
You know, step one is admitting you have a problem. Step two is relapsing.
Yes.
And then step three is, you know, going back to step one.
That's true. That yeah. is true.
Yeah.
I grew up in a very religious, like throughout church up until mm-hmm. I was 30. And so much so that they would literally like in the church because it got really popular when I was in college. And so there's a bunch of college people going.
Mm-hmm.
But the girls would sometimes show up in outfits that the pastors didn't approve of.
Oh, no.
So they would crank up the AC. So like the judgment in my mind, it's so fresh. Like, it's just fresh in my mind.
You're like, they are sinners. They're obviously
I'm like, geez, the low rise. Here we are, you know. And then I go, Kevin, you knock it off. All right,
Kevin,
you take it
Kevin,
easy.
You're being weird. Kevin,
a long time ago, you know.
You're sounding like you're being a little bit of a Chad.
A little bit, yeah. But I won't lick anyone's face while my face is bleeding.
That's
that was
good. That was weird. Scene. That was weird. Yeah. They all were having so like initially they
think she's got Stockholm syndrome.
The college kids come in to the cabin and they're like, we're gonna fight. Allison's like, hey, we're all just gonna sit at the table.
Yeah, sit down.
Have a nice conversation because she wants to be a therapist. Mm-hmm. So she's like, I'm gonna help us. We're gonna do great. And then two other college kids are outside and they're like, we're gonna come in, guns a-blazing. Mm-hmm. And they come in with a freaking edge trimmer.
And scramble that other girl's face.
Yeah, just brutal. Just gone. Bye-bye face. And Bad move. And then a
Not
fire.
A great move.
And then the guy starts on fire. I forget how he started on fire, but he exploded pretty quickly.
Well, he literally is pouring gasoline around the cabin
for
a while. And then she's going, hey, knock it off.
And then she, you know.
By the way, that was the one moment in the movie where I thought this is bad acting, where she goes, he's splashing gasoline around the cabin. She's going, hey, don't. Come on.
Stop it.
Hey, don't be nice. Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah. And I was like, come on, she'd be a little more passionate or like
oh my God.
Yeah,
Dale and Tucker. Their cabin.
Yeah.
Their vacation home.
Yeah, nobody I had to call them fucko or something. Like, look, anything. Knock it off.
Hey,
but hey, don't. That's
don't
how I would have done
do
it.
That.
But I don't know.
And then of course everything, you know, goes ablaze. Mm-hmm. You got the one girl, and I don't know her name, but she's so stereotypical and it's great. It's wonderful. She's a classic horror trope. And she has
one of the college girls?
Yeah, she has a cigarette and she's smoking and it's great. And her reaction also, I need to go back to the wood chipper scene. She gets doused in blood and she just goes, ah! And then she it sprays her. She goes, ah! And then she just ducks really quickly. is so good because it's then bye.
When she gets hit, I think it's the same girl that gets hit with the blood from the wood chipper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and she's like, she always has her purse.
Yeah.
And like, it's
so good. It's so good.
Yeah.
And you know, they explode whenever the whole cabin explodes. They're like, oh, we just escaped. Tucker, Dale, Allison, the only ones to survive. And then Chad's coming out, and they're like, oh, should we help him? And he's like, ah, and you're like, oh, no, he's crazy now.
Yeah, he's lost it.
He's lost it.
Yeah, he gets really sexually aggressive in that, you know?
Yeah.
It's very odd that you'd go through the trauma and think you're being killed, and all of a sudden you get horned up, you know, and you take your gal, and it didn't make a lot of sense to me. But
you know, we find out that Chad has this tragic backstory where hillbillies killed his parents.
Yes, that's true.
But then we find out that he's actually part hillbilly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the big line.
Yeah, that's
Chad, you're part hillbilly. He's like, fuck you. He's like, no, you actually, your dad's a hillbilly.
Uh-huh.
He's like, okay, what do you mean?
It's so ridiculous.
I would never be a hillbilly. And then he, you know, gets into anaphylactic shock because of the chamomile.
Mm-hmm.
Out the door real quick.
Great.
But yeah, he does give a little quick lick to Allison.
Quick lick.
What I don't understand is why he went from we're going to save Allison to no. Allison now has Stockholm syndrome and is in love with Dale that now I have to kill her.
Yeah.
Like that switch was so fast.
Yeah. I think that was more about him.
Yeah.
You know, that was like that. He was struggling. He was dealing with some stuff.
Yeah. He
know?
Needs to. I hope he, you know, obviously he's dead, but I wish there was a second movie so that we could see like his, you know, maybe he goes to therapy.
Yep.
You know, he comes back better.
Yep.
You know,
his
I want
dad
that.
Whips his ass. His mom holds him tight.
Well, his mom's dead.
Well, sure, but maybe like a surrogate.
No, his mom's crazy. His mom went crazy, and he thought his dad died.
Yeah, see,
but
it wouldn't
work.
His dad is a hillbilly. I'd have to rewrite the whole thing.
Yeah.
Rewrite the whole thing.
Yeah. I don't think this movie would happen now.
You don't think so?
I don't think it could be made. Like, especially mainstream.
Yes.
I think indie, sure.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Yeah. But mainstream, like Tucker and Dale. I mean, Tucker and Dale had a very limited, like, theatrical release.
Yeah.
It was mostly indie.
I was blown. I remember when the movie came out, I was kind of impressed because it was, you know, relative unknowns. And it got a good release. Like, there was a lot of people saw the movie, you know, which is, I think, is awesome. Like, anytime that that can happen, somebody can pop out from the underbrush of Hollywood or whatever, you know, because usually it's the same people all the time. But horror's good for that.
Yeah.
They do that a lot where they'll put, you know, kind of unknown, you know, unknown folks in there. And I don't know. I like it. It was good.
Yeah. Everybody did. I mean, despite, you know, some poor acting parts, I think everybody played their roles so well. And
yeah.
Tucker and Dale, they're just fun people. And it's just, it's so, you know, it was just fun to watch. It is interesting, though. I don't know if you knew this. On the DVD, there's a 20-minute POV switch.
Oh.
From the college kids' perspectives that show Tucker and Dale as these, like, crazy serial killers.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, that's...
That's like an extra feature? Yeah. That rules.
Which is... crazy. And they realized why they couldn't do that, obviously, but I mean, there's still some scenes where it looks like it, and I'm like, okay, I get why they thought, but again, they didn't have communication and that led to problems.
Oh yeah.
So if they just sat down and talked about it.
Great life lesson.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for being here today. You're not leaving, you're staying.
No.
Okay, but this is the time of the show where you plug your shit.
All right, watch Apocalypse Soon with Eddie Pepitone, the podcast that I do every week. We got sketches, improv, all that kind of stuff. And Funny for Nothing podcast with Bruce Gray.
He's a friend of the pod.
Yeah, also, you know, stop by my place, you know, and come hang out and bring an extra PlayStation controller. You know, we have lots of food.
Wow, that's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
You might get someone who actually shows up, so just be warned.
I will say, I have... because everybody's sad in Los Angeles, you know, at the core, like they're not everybody, you know,
but everybody,
but I see a lot of people looking longingly into the darkness, you know, outside of open mics.
Mm-hmm.
And I will often invite them to come to my place because I live up close to the mountains.
Okay.
And when I get bummed out,
sound like you want to murder them.
It does a little bit, but that's, you know, they got to go out on a limb, but I'm like, come up, let's go up to the mountains. Let's look at the stars. Like, take a couple of deep breaths. Like, you know, you see, there's a lot of sad dudes that I see.
There are.
Yeah, and I do say dudes specifically because I would never ask a woman, like, hey, come up with me to
again,
the
yeah,
stars. I wouldn't do that. But a lot of dudes, and then they're like, what? I'm like, it's gorgeous. And it's the breath of fresh air. It's fresh, you know.
Again,
so.
The brotherhood that you're making, just like the movie, wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Tie it all together with a bow.
Look at that. Beautiful.
Here we are. It's Katie is Afraid of the studio.
Beautiful, immaculate, wonderful. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. And thank you to our sponsor, Filmcraft Studio Gear. You can find them at Filmcraft LA on Instagram or at filmcraftla.com. And guys, and I'd like to leave off with some really shitty advice.
I love it.
Or maybe it's good advice. You know what? I'm going to give some good advice.
Okay.
If you have a communication issue where one side thinks the other side, you're making some harsh judgments because you judged a book by its cover. And you're like, those people are definitely murderers. Those college kids are in a suicide pact. How about everybody sit down, play some, you know, some cards. You maybe play some spoons.
Mm-hmm.
You could play some Go Fish, some Catan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have some tea. Chill the fuck out. Talk to each other. Communication is key.
Yeah.
Because without that, you get issues. And with that, we'll see you next time. Stay spooky.
Tucker and Dale are on the case.